And it's good to be here in the house of the Lord each and every Sunday to be able to share with you the Word of God. And today is no different than any other Sunday that I am so thankful that the Lord has given me a message to share with you this morning. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, I'd like to get right into the Word of God today. Over in the book of Matthew, chapter 17, and verses 1. I'm going to read verses 1 through 8 today. And I believe today, as I always like to say, every word that comes from God is a good word. Amen. I do believe that. I don't think there's a bad word that you can receive from the Word of God. Anybody here believe that there's a bad word from the Word of God? I don't believe there's any bad word that you can receive this morning. But over in the book of Matthew, chapter 17 this morning, I will read to you verses 1 through 8 this morning, and then we'll go forward with the Word of God. And I titled this message, Be Ye Transformed. So be thinking about the words, Be Ye Transformed, because it's a big deal to be transformed into something, from something into something. So keep that in mind this morning as we go through this together. In Matthew chapter 17, the Word of God, and starting in verse 1, it reads to us now that after 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother, led them up on a high mountain by themselves, and he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, and talking with him. Then Peter answered and said to Jesus, Lord, is it good for us to be here? If you wish, let us make here three tabernacles, and one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And suddenly a voice came out of the cloud saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their faces and were greatly afraid. But Jesus came and touched them and said, Arise and do not be afraid. When they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no one but Jesus only. And I'd like to stop right there this morning and ask you to bow with me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, most gracious God, Lord, we thank you this morning, Lord, for your word. God, we thank you, Lord, that we can read it and hear it with our ears, Heavenly Father. And God, now that we have read your word this morning, Lord, we ask you, Lord, now to hide me behind the cross, Heavenly Father. Lord, let not anything that I say or do interfere with what you would have done today. And God, for those that hear this word today, Lord, God, may it be an important reminder, Lord, that we need to be transformed into something better than what we are today in order to serve you, God. And Lord, we ask now that you would just empower us by the Holy Spirit, open our hearts and open our minds, Lord, to the revelation of your word and what you would have it to say to us, God. And God, that we leave the house of God in a little while, we'll be glad that we got up and came to church, Lord. And Lord, we ask this now humbly, all in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, I want you to know something. I like this scripture. I like where it begins, where Peter and James and John, they're going up on a high mountain with Jesus. And I like this. You know, it's good. I say it's good to get away sometimes. And it's good. Listen, if you've never had a mountaintop experience, you need to have one. Amen. You need to have a mountaintop experience with God. Man, that just excites me when I even speak those words. If you've never had a mountaintop experience with God, you need to have one. Because you know what we are? I hear this often. And I hear that we're creatures of habit. Amen? Anybody agree with that? I'm a creature. I ain't talking about you this morning. I'm talking about me this morning. I'm a creature of habit. I get in, and you know, I get in these things that I do. And like, let me tell you what I do every morning by habit. I got to have a cup of coffee every morning. Anybody else? That's my first thing. When I get up in the morning, I've already got my coffee set. I've got it ready. All I got to do is push the button and it comes on. And before I leave the house, I've got a cup of coffee in my hand. That's a creature of habit. I've got to have a cup of coffee to get my day started, so I say. But I'm going to tell you, I've been on spiritual retreats that I didn't want to go on. I've been on, anybody know what Emmaus is? Anybody ever been on an Emmaus walk? I went on an Emmaus walk one time. I didn't really want to go. It was a pretty weekend. All I was thinking about doing was riding my bike. I had a bike at that time. And no, it's not a sin for a preacher to have a motorcycle. So let's not even go there. But you know what? At that time, I had a motorcycle. But that weekend, it was going to be nice and pretty and sunny and warm. And all I was thinking about was going riding that motorcycle. But I'd already committed myself to go on an Emmaus walk. I had no reason to go. But let me tell you what happened while I was there. I was going for another reason. But while I was there, because I didn't think I needed it. I didn't think I needed that mountaintop experience. But guess what happened? God showed up. God was already there before I got there. And when I got there, I was worried about what time it is. I was worried about my watch. And they said, don't bring a watch because we don't want you looking at your watch every 5 minutes. You know how people do in church? Is that preacher ever going to get done preaching? Is it 12 o'clock already? Is it time to go yet? That's because we're creatures of habit. We got our patterns. The Bible says, be ye transformed. Don't conform yourself to the patterns of this world. Listen, there are patterns that we follow in this world. But God says, be ye transformed from those things. Don't follow the ways of this world because it'll mislead you. It'll misguide you. It'll sometimes get you into trouble. Amen. It'll get you in a lot of trouble. If you follow the patterns of this world, it'll get you in a lot of trouble. If you follow the thinking of this world and what everybody else is doing, well, it must be all right for them to do it. I can do it too. That's when you do that. Listen, I'll tell you something. You want to know the truth this morning? When you follow the patterns of the world, when you follow other people and what they're doing, you're not thinking about God. You're thinking about what other people are doing. You say, well, it's okay for them to do it. It must be all right for me to do it. God says you need to transform yourself. God says you need to be able to get away from all that stuff. See, when Peter, James, and John went up on that mountaintop with Jesus, they didn't have to worry about one thing. Listen, you're here in the house of God this morning. Listen, the only thing we should be concerned about this morning is not what we got to do after church. Amen? One thing you need to be concerned with this morning sitting here in the house of God, and that's getting a little closer with the Lord. Amen? That's what we need to be focused on this morning. Not what you got to do here in a little while, not going to work in a little while, or up what's going to happen tomorrow with this storm coming in. Listen, we need to be transforming from all those ways of thinking. We need to be transforming ourselves. Don't conform to the ways of the world. Conform to God. Live for God, not living in the world. There's too many people living in the world. There's too many people following the patterns of the world. And that's because they're set. That's because a lot of people are set in their patterns, in their ways. And they're not willing to change. Man, I used to be one of those creatures. I used to be one of those people. I had a closed mind. I had a closed heart. And we're going to get talking about that in just a minute. You know, to be transformed into something, from something into something else, is a very, very big deal. And God is the only one that can transform you and I into what He wants us to be. Amen? Anybody agree with that this morning? I am who I am this morning in the Lord because the Lord has transformed me into being that person. I didn't do it. I didn't do any of it. God is doing it. He's still transforming me. Has anybody reached their fullness in their transformation of God this morning? Anybody? Because I want to know who you are this morning. You say, this is as far as I can go. You're not as where you need to be this morning with the Lord in transformation-wise. The Lord's still doing work. The Lord still has a process He's doing right now in your life, in my life. Man, I don't want to be done yet. I don't want to be finished yet. I want to be transformed into what God fully wants me to be. And I can't know that this morning without living for God. I can't know what God's will is. And a lot of people say, well, I don't know what God's will is for my life. That's because you're not letting God transform you. That's because you're not letting God confide in you. You're not letting God fully walk in you and live in you. And you're not fully walking and living in the Lord. You've got to want to desire to live for God. Amen? You've got to fully want to desire to live for God. Just like we talked about ministry just a minute ago. Ministry is something that you must desire. Ministry is something that you must want to do, not because you have to do it. All those people that got blessed by those soup and crackers that this church collected is something that they didn't have to do, but it was something that they wanted to do because they desired to help someone else. They desired to show this church right here, desired to show other people the love of God. And once you transform yourself into that way of thinking, man, the doors are open. The doors start to open like you wouldn't believe. You know, I've said this a zillion times. I never thought I'd be a preacher. But you know what? Now my desire is to be a preacher. And how did that happen? Because God transformed me into becoming a man and a messenger of God so that He could use me. So that, you know, I go home sometimes, I ask Pam and I ask other people, I said, do you think anybody's listening? They are. They are listening. Do you think anybody's lives being changed? Sometimes I think nobody's lives being changed. But guess what? They are. Because that's what I desire. That's what God desires. I want what God wants. How many in the house of God today want what God wants? How many in the house today wants what God has for you today? God's got something great for you today. God's got a great work that He wants you to do for Him today. And guess what? You're being blessed in the meantime by doing and serving God and letting God transform you into being what you want, what He wants you to be. I hear people all the time say, well, I can't pray. Well, guess what? You can conform into God and get away from the patterns of this world. Stop thinking that. Stop saying to yourself, well, I can't pray for nobody. I can't lay hands on nobody and pray for nobody. I can't witness to nobody because I don't know what the words to say. But the Lord's word tells me that Jesus told His disciples, He said, you'll be brought before men sometime or later. You'll be brought before men. But don't worry. He said, do not worry because I'll give you the words to say at the proper time. Amen. And listen, Jesus is going to give you the proper words to say at the proper time. He's going to transform you into saying, I'm not a prayer, into being a prayer warrior. Amen. He's going to transform you into saying, I'm weak, into something. He's going to make you think and believe and see that you are a very strong warrior for God. See, that's where we fail. That's where we fail as people, as even sometimes as Christians, because we are not letting God transform us into what we need to be. It says in the Word of God that I just read to you in the book of Matthew's that as they stood there, Peter, James, John, and Jesus, it says that Jesus was transformed. It said that His face shined like the sun, and even His clothes were a bright light. He was transformed before them. And that says, they fell down upon their faces afraid. You know what? And that really says something to me in volumes this morning. That says something to me in volumes this morning. When you're being obedient to God, it is a little scary. Amen? It is a little scary when you all of a sudden, like those disciples, they looked up and saw Jesus and they saw what was going on. He was being transformed right before their very eyes. Yeah, that is a little scary. But then the heavens opened up and said, this is My beloved Son who I'm well pleased of. And let me tell you a little something this morning, church family. Can I testify to you this morning? Can I tell you a little good news this morning? When you are obedient unto the Lord, He's going to transform you. He's going to transform you and you're going to start to shine. You're going to start to glow like you ain't never done before. And it might scare you. You might get a little scared when you look around and see this glow about you. When you're shining out there in the world. See, that's what Jesus is looking for. He's looking for people. He's looking for godly people that'll shine. He's looking for godly people that are willing to be transformed and remade in His likeness. Man, we got to get away from the patterns of the world. It's so easy to live in the patterns of this world and conform to them. You know, I used to, and I hate to even bring this up, but I'm going to bring it up anyway. Jeff, I'm going to bring it up anyway. I don't even want to give the devil an inch this morning. And he brings this thinking back up in my mind sometimes. Man, I had the hardest time of quitting smoking. Now, if you smoke this morning, that's your business. I ain't your judge. That's between you and the Lord. If you drink today, That's between you and the Lord. I got nothing to do with that. I don't want nothing to do with that. Now, I'll still be your friend. I'll still love you just like I always have. But man, it was the hardest thing for me to break smoking. And then when I finally broke the habit of smoking, I took up dipping. Even worse habit. It was a worse habit than the smoking part. But you know what? This is the thing. This is why I'm telling you this morning. I didn't break it at all. I didn't break it at all. But I had a desire. You hear what I'm telling you this morning, church family? I had a desire to be free from it. And I let God have it. What are you holding on to this morning, church family? People are watching on social media today. What you holding on to that you just can't break free from? I know somebody that can break it for you. I know somebody that can take it from you. Whatever has got you enslaved, whatever is holding on to you this morning, you're enslaved by it. If you're drinking, if you're smoking, pornography, whatever it is, you're enslaved by it. And you know, if you're a child of God this morning, that's even worse. But I know somebody that can break it for you. I know somebody that can take it away from you. And I know this morning, because I'm a man that's testifying and telling you this morning, that the Lord took those things from me, the smoking and the dipping. And I don't have no desire to touch that stuff now. Because you know what? I was conformed to the ways and the patterns of the world. And I thought in my mind, I had to have those things. I had to have those things on a daily basis to survive. But when the Lord finally come into my life, when the Lord started teaching me, when the Lord started showing me these things, I didn't need them at all. The Lord, you know what? The Lord, I realized I was a weak person living in a weak world. But then I trusted the Lord and put my trust and faith in the Lord, and the Lord empowered me. I didn't break nothing. The Lord empowered me, and He broke them for me. He ripped those things right out of my life. And now I have no longer the desire to even touch those things. You know, it don't bother me if people smoke. It don't bother me if people cuss. It don't bother me if people, well, it does bother me some. It don't bother me if people, well, I would say the pornography thing, that does bother me. But I don't want to associate myself with it. But I'm not going to be your friend now. I'm not going to not talk to you. I'm not going to love you. I'm not going to pray for you just because you do those things. I'm still going to pray for you. I'm still going to love you. I'm still going to talk to you. Have you ever met a preacher that won't talk to you? No matter if you're a sinner or not, he's going to talk to you. If he can get to talk to you, he's going to talk to you. Don't matter where you're at. Don't matter who you are. Because he's going to talk to you. Because I got something to tell you. I got something to share with you. I got the love of God that I want to share with you. I got the love of God I want to tell you about. I got the love of God I want you to have. So if I don't do my job, if I don't do the desire that's in my heart, then I'm no better than anybody else. So I can't be nobody's judge. Right? You say, preacher, now it's getting quiet in here. Getting quiet now. We can't associate with everybody, can we? Well, sure we can. We sure can. Because God wants us to. Now let me read this to you. Let me move on forward a little bit. Is this good so far? Are you getting anything from the Word of God today? I hope that you are. Now let me tell you what the Word. I like looking up words. I like being able to share with the congregation and people that may be watching on Facebook or out on the streets. I like looking up the meaning of words. And I looked up the word transformed. Now you're gonna like this. Transform. I'm going to read to you the definition of what the word transform means. It's a complete change of form or appearance into a more beautiful or spiritual state. Wow. Let me read that to you again in case you didn't hear it. Transformed is a complete change of form or appearance into a more beautiful spiritual state. Now, you know, I cut up and carry on all the time that I'm good looking. Oh, I'm good looking this and I'm good looking that. But I ain't really good looking. But you know what's so beautiful about me is my spirit. I've got a beautiful spirit. And you say, well, why is that, Phil? Why is that, preacher? Because I've got a beautiful spiritual spirit. that loves the Lord. Because see, the Lord's dwelling inside of you this morning. Man, how beautiful is your spirit this morning? You know, there's some good spirits out there and there's some bad spirits out there. If you ain't covered on the blood of God, you ain't got no good spirit. But you can have. If you living not so good, that's all right. Because the Lord can change all that. You can be transformed into a beautiful spiritual state. And you know what? That's what's so beautiful about God. That's what's so great about God, is that He loves us that much. He loved me that much. He said, I'm going to make Phil until... I know he looks like a bruised up, rotten apple right now on the outside, back when I didn't know Christ. But God says, you know what? I've got a purpose for him. I got a plan for him. And I created him to be beautiful. The choice is ours. We have to make the choice to let God in our lives. He won't come in unless we open the door to him. Amen? He won't. But I guarantee you, once you do, he'll transform you into be a beautiful spiritual state. Your spirit, your heart, he'll give you a new... He says, Colossians tells us that God will take your heart of stone, your heart of stone out of you. And he'll give you a new heart. He will give you a new spirit. Now, what does that say to you this morning? You know, no good tree bears bad fruit. Amen? Only a bad tree bears bad fruit. And you're known by your fruit today. I'm known out in the streets, out in this church house. I'm known. At my workplace, wherever I go, I'm known by my fruit. You can't hide your fruit. Amen? You can't hide your fruit this morning. People see your fruit. They know what kind of tree you are. They know what kind of fruit you're producing. But yet, God says, if you've got a stony heart, which most people do, they're set in their ways. You know, the older you get, the harder it gets with God. If you don't know God, you know, the older you get, the harder it gets to accept the Lord. There's been people in their 80s and 90s that has lived all their life because they've been set in their ways and their hearts are stony hearts. But God says if you trust Him, God says if you open up your door, your heart's door to Him and trust Him by faith and walk by faith and walk in obedience to Him, He'll take that heart of stone out of you. He'll give you a new heart. He'll give you a new spirit. And that's what it's all about this morning, church family. That's what we want. We are desiring that for people today. We're praying for the lost today. We're praying for those that are set in their ways and don't want to yield over to the Lord. And listen, you know why most people fail? You know why we, even as Christians, we fail? Because we don't let God do His work in us. God says He's going to continue to do the great works that He began long ago in us until it's complete. God's not done with us yet. God's not done with you yet. He's still doing a work in you and me today, right now. He's going to continue to do that work until we're called home to be with the Lord. Amen? Can someone say amen to that this morning? God's doing a great work in you this morning. God has got a purpose for our lives today. And He wants us to desire Him, not the world. This world's going to pass away someday. This world ain't going to be no more. But God is forever. And you're going to live with God in His kingdom someday. If you know Him, if you love Him, if you're covered on the blood of Jesus Christ, you're going to be with God. Man, you wouldn't believe. You wouldn't believe what God wants to do in your life. You wouldn't believe what God could do in your life if you would just open up to Him. Listen, there's still time. There's still time today, church family. Okay, I'm going to close with this morning. Wow. You know today, church family, I'm so glad that the Lord transformed me into being who I am today. Anybody else? Are you glad? Are you glad where you're at with the Lord today? But don't you want something more? Anybody? Don't you want something more than just who you are? You know, I don't want to live from day to day. I don't want to live, as they say, paycheck to paycheck. I don't want to be one of those guys. Now, I'm content. But I want to strive to do more. I love preaching. I love ministry, but I want to do more. I want God to do more. Amen? Anybody here in the house of the Lord? I want God to do more in my life. I want Him to show me more. I want Him to teach me more so that I can go out and be the servant that God wants me to be. I want God to transform me into being whatever He wants me to be, wherever He wants me to go. Some of the places God may send you ain't easy to go. Amen? Some of the places, some of the people He may send you to may not be the people you want to talk to. But just remember, if God's transforming you, it ain't about who you want to talk to. It ain't about what you want to do. It's about who God wants you to talk to. It's about where God wants you to go. So keep that in mind today as you go back out into the highways and the byways. Now, the scripture I just shared with you today, and that's over in Philippians. I made a mistake. That's over in Philippians chapter 1 and verse 6. And it says, God who began a good work within you will continue His work until it is finally finished. And that's in Philippians chapter 1 and verse 6. Now, this is what I'm going to close with. Now, this is very important. This is the bulk of the message of God's message today. And it does come to us out of the book of Colossians chapter 3 and verse 5. And you might want to look at this or write it down so you can look at it later. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 5. Very, very, very important. If you don't hear anything else that has been said today, in closing today, this is it. This will change your life. Are you listening, church? And then I'm getting excited about this even before I share it. Social media, now listen. This is going to change your life. Whether you believe it or not, it's going to change your life from this day forward. If you follow the Word of God. It's just one verse. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 5. And it reads to us this. Therefore, we should put to death whatever belongs to our earthly nature. And I'm going to stop right there. I'm just going to read that a little bit. I paraphrased it, but let me share this with you. Therefore, put to death whatever belongs to our earthly nature. What does that tell you this morning, church family? You say, well, I want a little closer walk with Thee, Lord. Well, well, well. How many want a little closer walk with Thee this morning? Anybody? You that's on Facebook watching this morning, how many wants a little closer walk with Thee? Well, I'm going to tell you how you're going to be able to do it. But you ain't going to like it, but I'm going to tell you how you could do it. Put to death whatever your earthly desires are, whatever your habits are. If you're smoking, if you're drinking, if you're cussing, if you're fornicating, whatever it is that's not of God, then put it to death. How do you do that? You rebuke it. You repent from it. You say, God, forgive me for what I've done, for these sins against You. I put them to death in my body. I'm not going back over there again. I'm not going to do them again. I'm not going to say that again. I'm not going to look at that again. I'm not going to drink that again. I'm not going to smoke that again. You're putting those things to death unto the Lord. You're not doing it for yourself. You're not doing it for the world. You're doing it for God. And listen, I put smoking to death. I put dipping to death. I put drinking to death. When Jesus Christ came in, when Christ came into my life, you don't hear, listen to this, and I'm going to be quiet. We're going to pray. Listen, you say, man, preacher's on it this morning. Listen, let me tell you, when I accepted Christ as my Savior, I was still drinking. I was still smoking. I was still cussing. I was still dipping. I was still doing things I shouldn't have been doing. But listen, I had to learn. I had to listen. I had to follow the Word of the Lord and the will of God and put those things to death by giving my life over to the Lord completely. And God took all those things away because that's what I desired. I didn't want nothing else to do with them. Not that I wanted to be something bigger than someone else, but I wanted to live and serve the Lord. So the Lord put those things to death and I repented of them and I went the other way and I never looked back. And that's how you put those things to death. Be ye transformed from the patterns of this world. Do not conform yourself to the patterns of this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And the only way you're going to renew your mind today, the only way you can renew your mind today is renew it in the Lord by reading this right here. I read it every day. Every day. And as Pam is my witness, as God is my witness. I spend more time in this Bible. Look at my Bible. Have you ever seen a Bible look that tore up without using it? You know what that's from? This is, look, perfect palm print right here. This is where my thumb goes, right here, rubbing on the front of this Bible. You see that? There's the evidence of what I do every day. At home, I'm sitting out in my truck at 5:30 in the morning at my workplace reading the Bible. Every day. When you go by my truck in the parking lot, I've got my head down. And you probably think I'm asleeping, but I'm not asleeping. I'm not sleeping. I'm communicating with the Lord. I'm learning. I'm reading. I'm studying. At 5:30 in the morning with a cup of coffee in my hand. Now, what better morning can you start than that, than with the Lord? That's how I want to start my morning, with the Lord. I tell Pam in the morning goodbye, give her a kiss on the cheek. I say, I'll see you in the afternoon. But when I get to work, voila, man, I'm in the Bible. I'm reading the Word. I'm meditating unto the Lord. I'm talking to the Lord on the way to work. I say, God, let it be a good day. God, I pray for my coworkers. I pray for those out there on the streets today, Lord. I pray for my church today. I pray for the sick today. You, all kinds of things running through my mind early in the morning at 5:30 in the morning. As soon as my feet hit the floor, when I wake up, it's all God. Well, all day long, it's all God. When I get home in the afternoon, I'm at the kitchen table, all God. And then on Sunday morning, you see how prepared I am? It's all about God. And that's what it's all about. It's all about God today. And God wants to do a great work in you today. So as we leave the house of God, let us pray this morning. Let us pray that in the upcoming weeks, days, months, years, let God transform you. You don't have to be slave to this world. You don't have to be conformed to habits and ways and thinking of old. Let God renew your mind. Let God renew your spirit. Let God take and give you a new spirit, a new heart. And man, when you do, you're going to be so overjoyed. You're going to be like, man, I wish I'd have done this 20 years ago. You know, if I had to do all over again, I'd wait until I was 30. I'm 51 now. I don't like telling my age, but I'm 51 now. But I waited until I was 30 years old before I accepted the calling of the Lord. Not to preach, but just a calling of His Son, Jesus Christ. It took me until I was 30. I wish I'd have done it when I was 20, maybe even 15, I don't know. But I wish I would have done it a lot sooner. All those years that I wasted, can't get them back. But I'm glad I am where I'm at today. And I know where I'm going if I died today. And that's the most important thing. Let us pray this morning. Heavenly Father, most gracious God, Lord, You are an awesome God. Lord, we thank You for the transformation of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank You for what Jesus is still doing in the world today, still touching hearts and lives. God, we thank You for continuing to remove these stony hearts out of our lives. God, we just pray that right now this morning, as those have been watching on social media, Lord, those that have been sitting in this church house today, God, for those that have been that are in churches right now all over the world, Lord, the church universal, God, we pray for those that have those roadblocks in their lives, those hindrances, Heavenly Father. God, we pray that You would remove them, God. And Lord, help us to continue to be transformed into Your being and Your creation, God. Lord, continue to do a good work in us, Lord, that we can go out and do the work of You, Heavenly Father, out in the world where it needs to be taught, where it needs to be said, where it needs to be shared, Heavenly Father. God, let those people know that don't know You, that aren't serving You, God. Let them know that there is a God. You are our Father, our Heavenly Father, that wants to bless us in a mighty way and do a mighty work in our lives, God. And Lord, we ask You now that You have just what we've said and done in Your house today, Lord, to be to honor and glorify Your holy name. Lord, Your word tells us if You be lifted up, You draw all men unto You, Heavenly Father. So God, we pray that Your will, Your plan today for this word has been sent out. And God, we pray for those that have received it today, Lord, that they'll take it out into the highways and the byways, Heavenly Father, and share it, Lord, and apply it to our lives, God, that we can better live and understand You, Lord, and maybe even grow closer to You, Heavenly Father. And God, now we ask this all in the name of Your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.